This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello, welcome. I'm Tanya Bustos reporting from the newsroom in New York City. So with all the turmoil out of Washington, taking a left turn here and talking coding for a second, President Donald Trump has rolled out a new plan to boost computer science training in classrooms. Silicon Valley and other businesses are in wide support after this measure, which is promising after the recent tensions between the White House, the tech industry, and American corporations. Let's get the latest from Douglas McMillan, who is patching in from our San Francisco booth. Welcome back.
Hi, Tanya.
So President Trump signed a presidential memo this week involving plans with the Education Department to really amp up computer science. What's in the works?
Yeah, so the White House announced that it is going to set aside $200 million a year from existing federal education grants to go towards schools throughout the country who have implemented computer science programs. Basically, something close to half of high schools in this country still do not have computer science courses, still aren't teaching kids skills like robotics and coding and data analytics and all these areas that we are starting to think of as really crucial to the future economic opportunities for young people in this country. So the White House is making an effort to direct more of its federal funding towards schools and basically reward the schools who start adopting more of these programs.
Mm-hmm. It's interesting because of the recent volatility and bad blood between Trump and the tech industry and corporate America. Any indication as to what led to this initiative now?
So this is definitely the first announcement from the White House that has been supported very vocally by people in business and people in Silicon Valley. Tech companies, including Microsoft, spoke out in support of this, as well as other areas of corporate America. The CEO of GM made a statement. The Trump administration is looking for a way to rebuild its support with business leaders and with Silicon Valley in particular. And this has been an issue that they have deeply cared about, and they have I think sought his support on for a while. An intermediary, Harry, somebody who is coming to the fore in this story a little bit, is Ivanka Trump, the president's daughter and special assistant to the president, who has been meeting over the past few months with business leaders, with Silicon Valley leaders, and trying to figure out. You know, she knew she wanted to do some kind of initiative in improving America's STEM subjects, science, technology, engineering, and math skills, but she has been kind of meeting with business leaders on what is the best way to do that.
And this gets, you know, pretty expansive. As coding becomes more vital to the changing workforce, it really highlights where we are in terms of a skill gap. How does the U.S. rank when you look at jobs and skill? It seems like we have some ground to make up.
We certainly do. Even though that, you know, we are the home to Silicon Valley and a lot of the leading technology companies in the world, we are surprisingly low in the ladder as far as science, engineering, math skills. One international test that assesses the rankings of students in different countries, dozens of countries around the world, placed American students 24th in science, 38th in math in 2015 among 15-year-olds around the world. So we have a lot of ground to make up, and I think that there's a lot of interest in figuring out how more of the American workforce, which, you know, has been left behind by advances in robotics, advances in automation, and also the offshoring of jobs, how we can give more of those people the skills to contribute to the workforce. And I think that, you know, figuring out ways to train people from a young age in these kinds of technology-focused jobs is definitely one big component of that.
We're speaking to the Wall Street Journal's Douglas McMillan about the Trump administration's push to boost computer science training in classrooms. You're listening to the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing.
What are the keys to making better decisions in work and life? One of the most successful entrepreneurs and investors of our time, Ray Dalio, has written down his recipes for doing so in his new book, Principles. According to Michael Bloomberg, creating and living by a set of principles allowed Ray to reach the top. Everyone with goals and dreams can learn from his approach. To learn more or to hear Ray's TED Talk, visit principles.com.
Thanks for joining us. So as far as schools and educational institutions go, do you get a sense that there is a lot of support for this from that receiving end? There seems to be a big push lately for computer science and coding.
Yeah, I think that any money directed towards programs that forward-thinking schools that are adopting these computer science initiatives is going to be supportive. I spoke with one administrator in Oakland, California, out here a few days ago, who helped implement from the ground up. Basically, over the past 2 years, Oakland has hired 30 full-time computer science teachers and implemented a program where almost every ninth grader in Oakland now takes some kind of computer science course where they learn things like how to build their own web page. So I think that shows you that it's possible to quickly figure out how to do this, quickly implement these programs, as long as you have the support from the administrator and potentially, you know, some of these federal grants from the U.S., from the White House and from the private sector will help kind of motivate administrators to get on board with that.
Douglas McMillan, thanks as always.
Thank you.
For more on Douglas McMillan's coverage, you can head to WSJ.com/tech. Wrapping up the tech news briefing, I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. Thanks for listening.